And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Bench, thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-On-4 dental implant system.
Always a great pleasure to catch up with Dr. Larry every Wednesday night. Evening to you.
How are you, Stephen?
I'm well. As a father of teenage girls, I've been through the wisdom teeth stages. Is there a certain age when that normally kicks in?
Around exam time.
Yeah, that's right.
For some reason, when it's inappropriate, stress comes in. Yeah, it could range anywhere, you know, from 15 to 20, depending on how advanced someone is down the genetic tree, I guess.
Why do they call them wisdom teeth?
Good question, actually. Actually, I don't know that. I'm actually going to look that
You know up. Everything about teeth. What do you mean you don't know?
Yeah, that's a good question. You've got me on that. Maybe why people have them. Maybe that's what it is. But I can tell you what, if it was wise people have had them over time, they're being removed by genetics, so evolution. So as our diets have changed, our jaws are getting shorter over time, there's no space for them. So that's why so many people actually need their wisdom teeth out. And what happened is the orthodontists get a bit freaked out by it because they spend all this time and you spend all your money paying for your kids' teeth to be straightened. And then the wisdom teeth come up and maybe there's a bit of history says that they crowd the mouth up again. So orthodontists really want them out quickly so it doesn't undo their good work.
Does everybody get them?
No, not everybody. So there's some people...
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, people down the evolutionary train, you know, it's genetics that takes care of us. So some people just don't get any at all. So, and some people get four. Some people get... I've seen people with five and six.
Gee.
So they not only have a number eight molar, they have a number nine molar as well. So there's a great variation.
And the general advice is it's better to take them away because the crowding is not good.
Well... Yes, there's a general consensus, but if your mouth is big enough to actually accommodate them and they come up into a normal position and you can actually clean them, then there's absolutely no indication of getting rid of them at all. You know, the usual thing that happens is the wisdom tooth ends up on a little bit of an angle and you get a bit of a food trap down behind it and you can't clean it, and therefore the risk is in that situation that the back tooth, the seven, can decay out as well. So that's really a problem. So, but if you can clean them and you've got room for them, there's absolutely no indication to take them out.
Well, people suggest I've got a big mouth, but I can tell you I had to have mine out.
See, they're wrong. I can vouch for that.
So it would be very smart to get them removed. I think that's what most people do. Although I guess if you've got to go through the public health system, the dental system, you might be in for a bit of a delay. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, Dr. Larry. Have a good night. We'll talk to you same time next week.
Okay, mate. Look forward to it.
That's Dr. Larry Bench, the world's best dentist from the Mailo Clinic, Sydney, Bond Street Dental in Melbourne, and clinics right around the country. If you want to have any dental work, the best place to go is go and see Dr. Larry at the Mailo.